Hey there, this is Kathy York, and I have a quick win post for you today, a QW. These are brief items to help non-overwhelm your day. Hope you enjoy it. This is QW28, checklists, a perfect non-overwhelmer. I invent words. Now, don't roll your eyes at my idea. I'm not talking about being one of those people with a checklist for their checklists. Yeah, I know those people too. I'm talking about the two or three processes you have where a not carved in stone worksheet can help you save time, stay focused, and add some non-overwhelm to your day. And you're probably thinking, well, Kathy, I thought the point was a checklist doesn't change. What do you mean not carved in stone? Well, a checklist helps us remember every step when we have a repeatable process, but no one gets it perfect at first. Printouts that demonstrate what we did last time allow us to physically mark things off as we complete them, and that's a great encourager. But they also do something else. Printouts let us jot down notes for improving the process later. And we can answer these questions on the sheet and revise for the next time. Should I update anything here? You know, make the note for the update. Add a step, maybe, to make things easier. Or delete or combine any steps on your checklist. Over the years, my blog post checklist has probably gone through 100 iterations. Minor tweaks kept me up to date as my processes changed for the better. Now, this tool adds to my non-overwhelm because it reminds me of the behind-the-scenes stuff that would be easy to forget. Well, keeping up with the topic, I have a free checklist for you. I recently created a checklist to help you and your tax preparer as you get your paperwork ready for them. I have a button here for you to go and grab that. I hope you have found this quick win, and I hope you will find the tax prep checklist helpful. Would you please help me grab some Google love by sharing this post? Also, subscribe to receive my free gift, plus be notified when I publish more tips. And I promise no inbox stuffing or sharing your information. Feel free to contact me. The email is Kathy@KathyYork.com. And please remember, Kathy is KathyYork. If you have questions about this article, contact me. I'll do my best to get back with you quickly. And we can also schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call. It's up to you. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. I hope to hear from you soon. Let's chat.